The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Saita Daf Chaf. The Gemara in Daf Chaf on the Beis quotes the Mishnah of the Heim Arim Hitziyua, that as soon as they saw this Saita after drinking the water that she started to blow up, and we see she's taka guilty of what her husband accused her of, and therefore she's going to die, they right away were in a rush to take her out of Har Bayis, of the whole Asas Nosh and the whole Har Bayis, and the reason is they were afraid that she would create Tumah. The Gemara wants to know what type of Tumah they are worried about. Tumas Mace does not concern us, and the Machna Leviyah Mace is allowed to come inside. Tumas Mace is allowed over there. There's no problem with Tumas Mace. So Bayis says Shema Tipras Nida. They're afraid that Dam Nida will come out of her, and she will become a Nida. A Nida, the same type of Tumah, the Zav, and the Zav, Tumah Yetzim Gufa, the Tumah comes out from a person's body, is more calmer, is more strict in this regard. That's not allowed to be anywhere in Machna Leviyah. Anywhere in Harab Bayis, someone who has a Tumah Yetzim Gufa, the Tumah that came out of his body, is not allowed to be there. So Nida is not allowed to be over there in Harab Bayis. So the Gemara says that why were they afraid that she would become a Nida all of a sudden at this point? The member are we coming to say to be a Susa Merafia? Because of her fear of what's about to happen to her, that she's about to die from drinking the water, we're afraid that loosens everything up and Dam comes out of her. The Gemara says, in, yes, the Siva, the Schalcha, Malcolm Oid, and Esther is very startled to see what was going on with Mordechai. The Amir Rav, she pierced Nida, she became a Nida, Dam Nida came out of her. So we see that a sudden fear does cause Dam to come out of an Isha. The Gemara asks, "V'ans na v'nu to the Mishnah in Nida, Charodam Masalekas Damim." The fear actually causes Dam to go away; it dries her up, and Dam does not come out of her. So the Gemara answers, "Pachta Tzomis V'asusam Rafia." A sudden fear, unexpectedly, a sudden fright, that causes Dam to come out. That's what happened to Esther and Malka, and that's what we're afraid by the Saita when she sees all of a sudden what's happening to her. The last second before her death, we're afraid that suddenly Dam will come out of her. However, a long-term fear, a general fear that's extended, it's not a sudden, all of a sudden thing that happened, but it's a long-term, drawn-out fear, that type of fear and concern, that's something that dries a person up and causes that Dam would not come out of the Isha. The Mishnah that we quote, the Charodim Aslakas Damim, that such a long-term fear causes the Dam to go away, actually dries her up, is actually a Mishnah needed of the Hlamatas. The Mishnah is going by the Dinam of Vestis, and the Mishnah says as follows, as we see a needed of Hlamatas, Amid Aleph, at the top of the Amid, over there it's discussing a lady whose Shasa vest came, and she did not do Bedika. She was supposed to do a Bedika, because it's a Shasa vest, that means it's a time that based on her previous experience, we expected to become a Nida, and she did not do Bedika that she's supposed to do, she did not check herself like she was supposed to, and the Mishnah says, Harizu Tamei, then she's Tamei, because we have to be afraid that Dam came out of her. Rameir says, and Haisa Machbeth, she was in hiding from armed robbers, or the Ragaim who conquered the city, and she's afraid of what they're going to do with her, so therefore she's in hiding. And the Gish asked Vest, and while she's in hiding, the time of her vest came, the time that we anticipate that she'll become a Nida came. Wait, because she does not check herself to see if she became a Nida. Her reason to her is she's still taught, we do not have to be afraid that Dam came out of her at this point. Because the fear that she had, that she would be taken captive, that causes her to dry up and removes the Dam. The Dam does not come out of her, and therefore we do not have to be afraid that she became a Nida. Now the Gemara in Daf Tes and Nida also quotes this Mishnah. The Gemara had a shaila over there. Bomane hu sabam Rabbi Yechanan, Nida Tesam and Aleph. Hu sabam, an older person, asked the shaila by Rabbi Yechanan. His shaila was, Hegiya eis vesta v'mei bura. Let's say a lady is expecting a baby, she's pregnant, and the time of her vest comes. Avoid bodka, and also she did not do bedika at times she usually sees, but she's muberis. So a lady is muberis, she's expecting a baby. Now we know that muberis is mislekes domin. She generally does not see dam, she does not become a Nida. The Gemara says that there's four types of noshim that generally do not become a Nida. Yalada, a girl is too young to become a Nida. Zakena, a lady is too old to become a Nida. And Muberis and Menekes. Muberis, the lady is expecting, she's expecting a baby. She genuinely does not see Dam. The times of Chazal, and even the times of Shulchan Aruch, this only began 3 months into the pregnancy, after the first trimester. Nowadays, the Messiah seems to change that already from the beginning, there might be Mislekes Domin. And the other type is Menekes. The lady is nursing, or at least she had a baby sometime in the past 2 years, or nowadays we would say it's for a shorter amount of time than 2 years. We would say that she generally does not see Dam. She does not have a Rias Dam, does not become a Nida, and therefore she does not have the regular rules of Vestas. Of course, if any one of these four ladies, Yolada, Zakena, and Muberis, Menekes, of course, if they see Dam Nida, they do become Tam and they do become Aser. But we don't have the same rules of Vestas. We don't anticipate that they're going to become a Nida, since they generally do not become a Nida. And the old man asked Abiyachlan, if Igiya is Vesta Meibura, the time that she's expecting a baby, comes the point of her vest. Vloy Bodka, she did not check herself, Mahu, what's the halacha? He said, the Shaila is according to them on the Amr holds Vestas Deraisa. There's a Shaila of the concept of Vestas is Deraisa Drabanan. The concept of Vestas is that based on her previous experience, when she became a Nida, we try to predict what's going to happen next. And there's a Shaila in the Gemara, if that's Deraisa, the Torah requires us to predict the time and to be concerned that it's going to happen then, or it's going to Rabbanim. The Torah wasn't worried about that. When she becomes Nida, she'll become Tamei, she'll become Aser. Until then, we don't have to worry about it, predict that it's going to happen. Chazal were worried about it, and therefore it's Rabbanim. So we pass Vestas to Rabbanim. But this person asked the Shail to Rabbi according to Madame Vestas to Raisa. He wanted to know, since Vestas are Raisa, so therefore even the Mubaris, who generally does not see Dam, we have to be afraid that she's going to become a Nida. And therefore she has to Badika, she has to check herself in that time, on that date, that she usually becomes a Nida. Aduma, maybe not. Kimin Damem Salakan, since she typically does not see Dam, be made Bura when she's expecting a baby. Loi Bari Badika, she does not have to check herself. That's the Shaila. Now the way the Shaila was asked was, if the Sheitzavas came, Shaitzavas came, and she did not do Bidika, what's our Halacha now? So Yochanan answered back that we could see for this Mishnah of Lam Tess, which was quoted in our Gemara in Saita. The Meir Omrim, Haisa Machva, she was in hiding, she's scared of being taken captive. The Gia Shas Vesta, the time her vest comes, and she does not check herself, she's tar, because the fear that she has removes the Dam, and causes her not to see Dam. So Rabbi Yochanan said that you see that her mayor would feel under normal circumstances, if the Shas Vest came, if the time came that we predict that she'll see Dam, and she did not do Bedika, so after she's Tame, we have to be afraid that some Dam came out of her then, and she missed it, she didn't notice it, she didn't see it, she forgot to check for it, and now she's Tame, because the concept of Vestas is Deraisa, the concept of Vestas is Deraisa, so that means that even if after she does a Bedika and checks herself, if she did not do Bedika at that very time when we anticipate the Dam would come, we have to be afraid that maybe some Dam came and came out, and she missed it, she didn't see it, and now it's gone, it evaporated or disappeared, it got lost, and we have they're afraid that she's really Tommy. And still you see there, the mayor says that although in the normal case, under normal circumstances, if she forgot to do Bedika or neglected to do Bedika at the time of her vest after she's Tommy and it's too late to fix it up, still, if she was in hiding, it was a situation where Charodim is like Sadamim, the fear that she has of being taken captive causes the Dam to go away, then we do not say this halacha, and she does not do Bedika, so then she's not Tommy afterwards. You see that at a time that Isha is Mislek Sadamim, at a time that there's some reason to believe that she'll not see her regular Rias Dam Nida, regular period that she usually sees, and then the halach is that if she forgot to do Bedika by the Shas Vest or neglect to do Bedika, we said she's not Tommy. So we could connect this, we could sell this too, we could connect this also to, we could apply it also by ladies who are bearish expecting a baby, that if a Shas Vest comes then and she does not do Bedika, she's still tar. Now if you look at Shulchan Aruch, Nukos Nidan Yerdeas and Mekuf Bedalad, so in Sib Zayin the Mechaber says, in the Gia Vest that he made Bura, if the Shas Vest comes to made Bura, when she's expecting a baby, Mishahuka Ubra, once it passed the first trimester, because that's the Igar Alocha that was Zvan Chazal, which was when they didn't see regular periods, it only started 3 months into the pregnancy, or in the time that she's nursing the baby, 24 months after the baby is born. Nowadays we would say even a short amount of time, we wouldn't give 24 months for this necessarily, even the baby's not alive anymore, the mere fact she gave birth in the past 24 months, ain't our clue for some of Levesta, does not be perished from her some of Levesta, means no rules of Vesta apply whatsoever. The husband and wife allowed to be together at this time, even though in general we anticipate that this day of the month is usually when she sees, but since she's Mubaris Menach, she's not worried about it. But Flubisak Vesta, even at the time of her Vesta, Tarish Blue Vedika, she's Mutta, and there's no need to do a Vedika. Completely Mutta, there's no rules of Vesta in applying over here. Comes to Ches, and the Mechaber says, "Ois nechus v'machva." Let's say she was in hiding. They pachad because she's scared of being taken captive. The Gia Shas Vest, the Shas Vest comes. In a chesheshes place, does not worry about. So the Mechaber is saying the same way during the times of Mubaris and Menekes, we don't worry about the regular rules of Vestas. If she sees Dam, of course she'll become Tamit. We don't anticipate she'll see Dam. So the same halacha applies that she's in hiding because she's scared. Because this general fear, we're not talking about the sudden fright that applies by the Saita, but this fear that she's sitting in hiding for a few days because she's afraid she'll be taken captive, that drives her up and causes that the Dam will not come out of her. Therefore, she does not have to worry during that time that Dam will come out. Now here comes the Ramon Sufkes and says, Yesha, I mean, some say, the Dakum of her vest, only the time of vest passed. Blood Balka should not do Bedika. Valer Gisha should not feel any Dam coming out to her Blood Bedika. She does not have to bother doing a Bedika. We can say she's tar without doing a Bedika, without checking herself. I will have Chila Sricha Bedika. For the Chila, the Igra Adim, the right thing to do becomes the Shas HaVest when she's in hiding, and she should do Bedika. She should check herself to see if Dam is coming out. She should not assume that Dam will not come out just because she's scared and she's in hiding. She has to do a Bedika. So though she forgot to do Bedika or neglect to do Bedika afterwards, we'll say she's Mutter, and she does not have to do a Bedika afterwards. To add the time to the vest itself, if she's able to do Bedika in hiding, she should do one. Which is in contrary to the Halacha, or in contrast to Halacha by Mubaris, by Nekes, by the other ladies who did not expect them to see Dam, that Halacha there's no reason for them to do Bedika. They're completely Mutter at the time of the vest. They did not anticipate Dam will come at all. For some reason, by this lady who's in fear, she's in hiding because she's scared, their Ma says it's different. They're only Mekel B'dieved. But Halacha Tchila, we're not Mekel. So this really comes from the Torah, this halacha, to the friendship between the two cases, between Mubaris and Menekes, Tais and Nechles from Machveh, so ladies in hiding. The Torah really differentiates, and he says, the Avra Yom Labodka, if a day passed by, she's not the Bedika, she's Mutter, she's in hiding, she's Rodham, she's like the Dom, because the fear caused the Dom to go away. However, only Bedi'evit. L'chatchila, the Torah seems to say that she has to keep the rules of her vest, l'chatchila. So the Bishyasim is already bothered by this, because the Gemara says that Hashem Nefes HaMachve is the very source that Muberes HaMenekes, a lady is pregnant or is nursing, does not have to keep the rules of Vestas. So how can it be that by Muberes HaMenekes no rules of Vestas apply, but via this lady is in hiding because she's scared, those are some rules of Vestas. Only B'diyavad, if she did not do Vedika during time of the Vest, we're not worried about it afterwards. But Chachila, she has to keep the rules of Vestas. So the Bishyasim is bothered with this. Bishyasim says that the Gemara is going if Vestas to be deraisa. Vestas are deraisa. There's a very stringent halacha that she forgot to do bedika or neglected to do bedika if I'm the best, after she's also and she's tameh, and doesn't have to do bedika afterwards. And that regard, by Charada, we're confident enough that she's probably not going to see dam, that we could say that we're not going to make her tameh afterwards if she forgot to do bedika then. And that could be applied also to Muberes HaMenekes if Vestas is deraisa. Read carefully the words of the Shiloh, the Husama, the old man that asked the Vichman, his Shiloh was, if old Vestas deraisa, and over the Shatavas came and passed, and she forgot to do Badika when she was Muberes, is she also now, or does she not become also now? Does she become Tame now, or does she remain Tar? That's talking about Vestas of the Raisa, that by Muberes Menekes, as well as by this lady who's in fear of being taken into captive, so then, by the end of Ramekel, we do not apply the stringent halacha. But the way we pass the Vestas of the Rabbanan, so now there's no such halacha, and even if she forgets to, even any lady in the world, if she forgets to do Badika by the time of her vest, if she remembers afterwards, the next day, she can do Badika then, and afterwards she'll be mutter. So that's not what concerns us now. What concerns us is different halachas. What concerns us is if she forgot to do Badika, does she have to bother doing Badika the next day? Or does she have to bother doing Badika during the Shasta vest? And maybe now that she not do Badika, maybe the husband and wife is mutter, that's be together, Tasha should be mutter, maybe there's no rules of vestas whatsoever. But these ladies who are Mislakas Dom, we don't anticipate them to see Dam. So then the Mishnah says, we differentiate. The Muberes HaMenekes are very confident they're not going to see Dam, and therefore no rules of Vestas apply whatsoever. However, this lady is in fear of being taken into captivity, although in general that causes them to dry up, but they don't see Dam. But once in a while they do see Dam. We're not so confident. We're very long coolie high. The Shas quotes this Mishnah have also to explain their Ramah, the Torah and their Ramah. We're not so confident for sure that she's not going to see Dam. So Chachilah, they should keep the rules of Vestas. They should be perished. They should not be together, the husband and wife, at the time of her vest. And Chachilah, she should do Badika. But she forgot to do Badika, comes the next day and she remembers, she does not have to do Badika now. Because probably she's not Sidam, because usually most Nashim were in such a state of fear, and they're so scared of being taken captive, usually they're not Sidam. However, Chachilah, they should keep the rules of Vestas. And that's how the Beseisiv and the Shach goes, that's how they explain the Ramah. The Machaber himself, the Beseisiv, the same person as the Machaber Shulchan Aruch, he does not seem to go with this. He does not differentiate between Muberes and Menekes and a lady who's in fear of being taken into captivity. And he holds in all those cases the rules of Vestas do not apply. However, the Ramah says that a lady who's in fear of being taken into captivity should look like she'll keep the rules of Vestas. The Ramah, the way the Beseisiv and the Shach explain this opinion of the Torah and the Ramah, is because we're not so confident by Yisrael Nefes and Machle, we're not so confident she's not going to see Dam, and therefore, look, I feel she should keep the rules of Vestas. The Taz offers a different explanation. The Taz says that really there's no difference. Like you see in the Gemara, it's all the same. The only difference is that the Torah and the Ramah are afraid this lady is in fear of being taken into captivity. It's also for her to be together with her husband, because at any given moment, the fear might break, they might get news, there's nothing to be scared of, the guy on the way, everything's safe, everyone can come out from hiding. At that moment, the fear will go away, and once she's not scared, since now is the time when her dam is usually going to come, her period will usually come at this time, so therefore, we don't let them be together at this time, because we're afraid all of a sudden everything will be resolved, she won't be scared anymore, and then the dam will come at a very bad time when they're together. And that's why the Ramah says the Chachila, the Torah, the Ramah says the Chachila after Yimachmer. If the whole Shas of us came and passed, she forgot to do Badika, and we look back and we say, well, she was scared the whole time, because the whole time she was hiding, the whole time she was afraid she'd be taken captive, so then, but after the fact, we can be made and say that the rules of us did not apply in her case. But during the time of the vest itself, we can't say that rules of vest don't apply just because she's in fear, because the fear might suddenly lift, might suddenly go away, she might not be scared anymore, and all of a sudden the dam will come. This is how the Taz explains. Therefore, if we look back afterwards, the Taz says nothing to be worried about. It's not like the Beseisiv and the Shach say, because we're not so confident that when she's scared, she doesn't see dam. When she's scared, we're very confident she's not going to see dam. We're just afraid the fear will go away. Now the Chavastas does not like this Shach of Taz. He challenges it, and says, if you look carefully at the Ramah says that not only are the husband and wife not allowed to be together during the Shach of vest, at the time that she's in hiding and in fear of being taken captive, but also that she has to do Badika then. So the Chavos Da'as says that according to the Taz, this part is not explained. Why does she have to do Badika? Why would she need to do Badika right now? She's scared. It's not going to help to do Badika. In fact, if right now she's scared, and an hour from now she's not going to be scared anymore, then she should do Badika. But Kaloi, that she's still scared of being taken into captivity, right now the Dam is not going to come. Doing a Badika now is worthless. If at any point her fear lifts and goes away, and now everything's resolved, and she's calm again, that's when she should do Badika. But it doesn't help now to do Badika. What does the Ramah mean that right now she should do Badika? He says even the words of the Torah are not so clear, but the Torah also sounds that Yechayshish Talachatchil Shish Duh Badika. So the Chavastas is not like the Pshah of the Taz. Now, this case of Nechus and Machu, we don't have, it's not so common nowadays. We don't usually have these types of scenarios where they're going to come and capture a city and everyone's in fear of being taken captive,
and everyone's in hiding, that we should have this type of scenario of Mislekes Dom, that we don't expect to see Dom. There are other circumstances in life that can sometimes happen nowadays that some boys can hold on the same day as Nefesh or Malchut. There's something going on inside her body that causes her not to see Dom. Sometimes there can be a situation when the lady is taking pills that slap her system that causes that she should not see Dom. And during the day she's taking pills, some boys can say that the regular rules of Vestas do not apply. And the reason is because they feel it's like Nefesh or Malchut. There's something going on. It's not because of fear, it's because of something going on biologically with her hormones that causes the regular monthly period not to come. And therefore these boys can feel that at this time the rules of Vestas do not apply. And according to the Taz, we go all out over here. We're not afraid that the fear will suddenly lift. She knows what's going on. She's taking the pill. And therefore, according to the Taz, we wouldn't be afraid of Vestas. But there'll be no rules of Vestas. According to the Seif and the Shas, it would depend. Are we very confident that she's not going to see? So then there'll be no rules of Vestas. If we're not so confident, then we'd say that if she forgot to do Bedika, the next day she doesn't have to bother doing it. But actually, she keeps the rules of Vestas, because we're not so confident that her period's not going to come. It's probably not going to happen, but not for sure. So some Rabbanim are very confident that these pills cause that Dam will not come. And other Rabbanim are less confident sometimes it causes staining, sometimes Dam does come, and therefore they're not willing to be Mekel or fill in the rules of Vestas. Some Rabbanim are not willing to be Mekel altogether. They feel that sometimes Dam does come when a lady's on this pill, these types of pills, and therefore they feel regular rules of Vestas apply. This is something that everyone should ask their own Rav, both before they take any such pill, and also to find out which rules of Vestas they should be keeping at the time that they will be taking such a pill, once they have a psak and authorization to take a pill that stops the system.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.